Sorry.
The Mavs have the big three. The Tickets Mavs playoff postgame show has the big one and the little one. Ben and Skin bust out the HSOs immediately after every Mavs playoff game. Brought to you by Jack Daniel's Tennessee Whiskey and Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Good afternoon, everybody. You are listening to The Hardline here on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket, where it is now time for us to stop down for a little bit of
entertainment news for you.
This is brought to you by Jack Daniel's and by Texas Tickets at 214-696-8001. If it takes a ticket, call Texas Tickets. Ron White, the noted comic, this Sunday at the Majestic. He'll do two shows over there. And Texas Tickets has great seats for both of those if you want to go see the very funny Ron White. And the Little Mavericks and the Sad Sack Kings, their first playoff game at the AAC is tomorrow. And then they'll have another one on Monday. And Texas Tickets has great seats for both of those extremely sold-out games. 214-696-8001. If it takes a ticket, call Texas Tickets. So, let's say we get a little flashlight going here. Step inside the Copenhagen room and let's say hello to the most abrasive, over-the-top personality rapidly approaching that pelt-like stage. Here is Cobra. Hello, Cobra.
Hello, Mike. Today at Mule Creek State Prison in California. Mule Head Creek State Prison. There was a significant departure from the prison.
Merle Haggard broke out.
Marion Suge Knight was released. Suge Knight, of course, the giant rap impresario who dangled Robbie Van Winkle or Vanilla Ice from a balcony and threatened to kill him.
Would you like to have seen him dropped, Grego?
Wouldn't have bothered me too much.
Also, he is, he's never been charged with it, but they investigated him in the death of Notorious B.I.G. or Biggie Smalls, depending on how you look at it.
Didn't he have another name once upon a time?
Run DMC.
No, he didn't. But
why
he's
do you
out.
Try to shoehorn that in every day?
Because it's one of those things that will never not be funny.
Let me just say this, too. The world is a better place with Suge Knight out of prison.
Out of prison?
Yes.
Why is that?
He's a good man.
Because he's going to do something that's going to get him put back in?
Right. And that's another notch in the bedpost for E! News.
Well, there are rappers everywhere running for cover when he got released.
Yeah.
He's scary.
You think he's got a memory?
Oh, he didn't. I don't think he forgets anything. The only problem is he knows that the feds are on his ass. He knows that he's being watched like a hawk.
Hey, he's got to keep it real, though, doesn't he?
He's got to keep it real, and that's why he'll have his homies do it for him.
He plans to produce a hip-hop album to benefit financially troubled families of soldiers in Iraq. That's his Good Samaritan move before he goes and blows some poor guy's balls right out of the water. He's a violent man, and I doubt he's rehabilitated. I seriously doubt that.
You don't think he got rehabbed in prison?
Do you think people stayed away from him?
Yeah. I bet they did. Because I think he's in with the Crips. I think the Crips helped. Murder, Inc. No, Death Row Records. I think it's the label that he started. And I think he started it with Crip money. I think they helped him out.
All right.
And I think he's in with them.
Is he loaded right now?
He's probably got a lot of money. I don't think he's loaded. Because I think he probably spent a lot of it trying to keep his ass out of prison.
Well, didn't he get tons of money out of Death Row?
He probably did. But when you get in with a gang and they help you out, you got to funnel a lot of that money back.
Got a kick up?
Just flows in and flows right back out.
By the way, you were gone a couple days ago, and we had the story of the guy who supposedly shot Puff Daddy.
Who?
Puff Daddy.
Puff Daddy!
He's in jail right now, and someone offered him $3 million for a record contract. I can't remember who. So he's going to be in jail until 2009, but they offered him a record contract for $3
million. Sure. He got instant notoriety.
Sure.
He did keep it real. He tried to shoot Puff Daddy.
So Son of Sam only applies to your own crime. You can't profiteer off your own crime while you're in prison. Is that right? Or you can't profiteer off anything.
I think it
while
depends.
You're in prison.
I don't know.
Depends on the state you're in, doesn't it?
You mean state of?
No, I think California. You can't do that. I don't know. Depends on where you are.
All right, Danny. We have several options here. It's time for break.
Mm-hmm.
Should we take a break? We're scheduled to have Josh Howard on next.
Mm-hmm.
The odds of that are infinitesimal.
Mm-hmm.
So should we just do more E-News if Josh Howard doesn't show up? And if he does show up, then we can do E-News at 6:10?
That's what I just said in your ear. I don't know why you just didn't.
Well, I wanted to tell the rest of the guys and the listeners.
All right, we'll proceed on that basis here on The Ticket.
The NFL Draft live from New York and live from Valley Ranch tomorrow and Sunday. Brought to you by Chuck Fairbank Chevrolet, Red Stripe, and Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Dan McDowell and me, I, will be at the Varsity Club tomorrow. We'll be there from 11 to 5. Of course, the NFL Draft is going on there, and we will be there all the live long day with that thing. So hopefully you will join us too. It's in Frisco at 307 Main Street at 423/720 is what it says here. I'll let you guys out that way, sort all that out. But anyway, join us at the Varsity Club. I can tell you that it's right where the Colony hooks up with Frisco. It's where the Colony and Frisco go to meet and greet. And we will be there tomorrow with the draft. All right, looks like we're getting stiff, so let's continue with emails here.
Shocker, isn't it, Greg?
I set the odds at zero.
You're all over it.
Paris Hilton. First, there was her little five-minute blip on the Internet. Then they released the download version, full-length pay-per-view download version. Then, or now, I guess.
You know anybody who bought that? The full-length pay-per-view download version?
Big Dick bought it.
Yeah, Richard bought it.
Oh, he did?
Yeah. Was that, isn't that shocking?
Yeah, a lot of night vision there.
He said it's a little clear. But now there is a video that's coming out. It's being released by Red Light District Video on June 15th called One Night in Paris. It is
funny.
45 minutes in length as opposed to the current 37-minute version available online. And it includes unseen footage of her having sex with Rick Solomon.
Just think of how proud her parents must be.
Oddly enough, I'm telling you, this is so... this is more than a coincidence. Her show, The Simple Life 2, debuts one day later on Fox. One day after this video is released.
I think it's a coincidence at all. She hasn't suffered at all from any of this negative publicity. All these videos.
Showing
what a whore she is. She's been on magazine covers, TV shows, TV specials. I see her all over the place.
Besides that, she's a whore, man.
She is a whore.
There's no question about it. No, I'm saying that I think this is planned. Maybe from her camp, even.
Well, they saw that what the first video did. All it did was raise public awareness.
Yeah, I mean, she got catapulted into the public eye like she'd never been before just because of fellatio.
Come on.
What's that?
Well, it's a term. You don't need to get rid of that. There's nothing wrong with that. It's clinical.
Now, see, I doubt she didn't want this to be out.
I don't know, man.
She didn't want...
I think she is such...
I guarantee she wants this out.
Listen, I think this is out and she's... probably didn't want it out to begin with, but now that it's already out, then I think she's using it to her advantage. I don't think she's orchestrating, hey, let's make this grainy porn film to boost my career.
Well, now that helped her career more than anything ever has, I think that she realizes she's a
one-trick. What kind of career does she have?
That's it. She's a one-trick pony.
She's a professional celebrity.
What career
does she have? I mean, she goes to all the parties, and anytime there's a big scene, like the Super Bowl, she's there. But I wouldn't... I mean, her career is Hilton. Her last name,
right.
That's her career.
Her career is Nookie.
There's no question. Hardcore Nookie. Nookie, Nookie, Nookie.
You hate her, don't you?
Oh, man.
You don't think she's pretty?
You know, I wish I... No. I don't want to get into that.
You think she has any usefulness in this world whatsoever?
Absolutely not.
She's so worthless. And she is dumber than a box of rocks.
Yeah.
She's just got nothing going on for herself.
I hate her so much. And, you know, when she turns 25, she stands to inherit like $130 million.
Good for her.
And she doesn't even know what a Walmart is.
She needs that money.
She is douche with a capital D. No two ways about it. Supposedly, and I'm done talking about her, by the way. No more porn talk with her. No more pumping up her video. I'm not giving out a website. If you email me and ask where you can get the tape, I'm not emailing you back. So screw you, too. Email someone else.
Snake.
Porno.
Supposedly, gosh. Jennifer, I don't like her. I don't like what she stands for. I can't
Cobra.
Take that type of human.
Nookie girls need loving, too.
Snake.
Don't you think there's a place in this world for the Nookie girl?
No. No. No, I don't. I hate him. Jennifer Lopez has a new boyfriend.
He's black.
That took her a long time.
Well, she was in mourning for 2 weeks. And the new boyfriend supposedly is noted singer, I think, Mark Anthony.
Yeah. Isn't he a Latin crooner?
Yep.
Yeah. He's 34, she's 30-something, one, two, three. And they were spotted together at the premiere of the new Denzel Washington film, Man on Fire, in which Greg, I mean, I can move on if you're not interested.
I'm totally interested.
Okay. Mark Anthony co-stars with Denzel in Man on Fire. By the way, I'm normally not interested in the Denzel Washington vehicle, but I am this.
Man on Fire?
Yeah, it looks good to me. I don't know why. It looks all cheesed out in Hollywood and lots of explosions and stuff.
Hasn't he already played the gay man?
I don't think he's gay in this. I think he's a cop trying to recover a hostage.
He's good in that role. Training Day was awesome.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Training Day the other day. I saw it a couple weeks ago again.
That's a good movie.
Unbelievable movie.
Does he play a bad guy in this film?
No, he plays a good guy.
Oh, because he's good as a bad guy.
Yeah, he is. And Ethan Hawke, very underrated in that movie. Very underrated. Was he nominated?
He's a good actor.
Ethan?
He's always been a good actor.
Can I interject something here?
Go ahead, Greg.
Gosh. I'm just sitting back here trying to mind my own business, trying not to get in anybody's way. That's all I'm doing.
You're not in anybody's way. Come on now. By the way, if Jennifer Lopez was making eyes at you and you were some celebrity like Mark Anthony who could have... Wasn't he the one who was kind of dating Anna Kournikova? Or was that the... That was Iglesias. That was in his
Wouldn't you just
video?
Run the other way as fast as
yes,
you could?
I would sprint.
She's such trouble.
Yeah.
When's the Asian going to get some love from her? What, her and Jackie Chan are going to hook up?
Hey, she's gone out with Puff Daddy, Ben Affleck, now a Latin guy.
That
Puff maybe her Daddy. And Chan Ho.
Chan Ho.
What was the dude's name?
That would be nice.
Chris Judd. He had a little Mexican flavor to him.
I don't know what he was.
She likes them all, man. She's, what do you call those people that like all?
Sluts. That's what you call them.
Right. Like all different types of colors of
equal
pure
opportunity slut.
Whores.
Wow.
Non-discriminatory whore.
Usher.
So much for keeping a low profile, huh, Greg?
Good work,
Greg. Hey, the world's a better place with sluts.
I'm sorry, not Usher, Nelly. I get those two confused.
He's black.
Right, they're both black. Nelly is catching a world of cow poo-poo because
Captain Doo-Doo.
In his most recent video, which I haven't seen because I boycotted MTV. I'm too old for it now.
Is it for the song Tip Drill?
Yes. Hey, you know what incident I'm talking about in there?
No, I haven't seen the video. I've just heard the song.
Okay, you know when you slide a credit card through a little machine, you know, slide it through there? Well, he is shown in Tip Drill sliding it through the crevasse of a woman's hiney. Like, that's how he's, like, checking in or whatever.
Excellent.
You know what I'm talking about?
That's funny. That's harmless.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you be afraid that'd ruin the magnetic strip on your card, though? If she'd been dancing a lot and she was real sweaty?
Come on.
I'm sure he wasn't using his debit card. I doubt he was. I would never do that, man. But a woman's group is after him. A black women's group is after him. So saying that his images of women in rap videos is degrading.
Why the hell are they going after him? Have they watched any other videos lately?
I think they're just fed up with it all. And this was the straw that broke the black women's back. They're tired of it. You know what? I don't blame them.
Good for them.
Yeah.
Good for them.
The famous black women's college, Spelman. They're holding a protest.
Alonzo Spelman University?
I don't think so.
It's in all the bipolar students.
So we'll continue to follow that story. And Grego, Joe D. Messina has entered a rehab facility in Utah for treatment for alcoholism and or dope. Anybody know who she is? Joe D. Messina?
She's a country.
She came along when I checked out.
Of country?
Pretty much.
Country.
Texas country.
Came along when you checked out of country or rehab?
Country.
Oh.
Country rehab.
I'm still in rehab.
All right.
So is she.
Country.
That's E! News.
Take care, Snake. All right, coming up next, people from the Fort Worth Zoo are here, and they're going to bring up some animals for us to look at. We'll get into that here on The Ticket.